Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens, I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants across the world. If, though, this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. If you've been with us before, welcome back. It's really good to have you along again. Every profession needs its heroes, the people who have the courage to challenge convention, drive outstanding achievement, and give our discipline a noble name. In this episode, we'll be speaking in depth to one such hero, learn about what they do, how they've got here, and a bit about what's made them who they are today. I'm delighted to be joined today by B2B marketing expert Alex Brayshaw. Alex, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you, David. So good to speak to you again.
Good to see you again. So I can see you over Zoom, but for the benefit of our listeners, where do we find you today?
So today I'm in West Sussex, which is where I live, and enjoying what's been an incredibly lovely sunny day. So I'm out in West Sussex, spent a lot of time traveling into London and various parts of the country with clients and things. But today is Sussex at home.
Today at home office. Tell us a bit about what you do. B2B marketing expert is one of kind of those really broad terms that could mean just about anything. So what is it that you do, and what is it that you enjoy doing as well?
Absolutely. I mean, it is broad. It is vast in terms of what we do in B2B marketing. And I think when I look at everything I've been involved in and am involved in, it is very broad, and I get involved in all sorts of different things. So as a B2B marketer and expert, I guess what I'm doing most of my time is working with organizations to improve their marketing. So whether that's the creative output or the strategic output or the alignment of all of those things, ultimately to build better marketing and more effective marketing that actually has an impact on the business. And so part of my time is helping organizations and, you know, tech organizations and other sectors of B2B. And other parts of my time is helping agencies improving their output as well. So bringing together the strategic and creative product to ultimately to produce much better work for clients as well. So I'm kind of in that lucky position. I'm kind of helping different types of organizations, large and small, bring my experience and bring my creativity, hopefully to some of those, to some of that work.
Also, the variety must be brilliant as well, because there must be a wide range of different types of challenge that cross your desk.
Yeah, I mean, it's huge. I think it's huge in terms of the number of sectors. So we work in all manner of sectors, you know, whether it's tech, whether it's professional services, whether it's manufacturing, all of which have their nuanced challenges, but equally there are lots of common challenges that they face, which is good because we kind of bring expertise from different areas. But yeah, I mean, in any given day, I could be having a conversation about sustainability and how to embed purpose and true sustainability into a brand, in all the way to, you know, how do we ensure that our briefs are better for the agencies we're working with, and that they're developing better creative and better media plans and trying to solve those. Or it could be actually, you know, how do we kind of change, you know, do we have the right skills and people internally? How can we kind of upskill? How can we kind of identify where some of our gaps may be as well? So it varies every day. And I think that's the thing I love about it, and always have done, because you never quite know what you're going to get. And actually the work we do is kind of long term. So you know what the long term goals are, but within that, there's always going to be short term challenges and also some things that you don't really, you know, have an answer to straight away, which means you've got to go and do the research, understand the markets, understand the dynamics within those markets, and collaboratively come up with the answer with the clients we work with.
Great role. So I'm intrigued then, how did you get here? What are the kind of key steps in your career journey, Alex?
Well, avoiding the sort of weird things that I've done over the time, which actually I look back and go, they kind of help kind of shape who you are. So whether I was working in bars or, you know, working in shops and things when I was really young, because I've always worked, I loved working, I kind of loved interacting with people. But the kind of the biggest steps, I suppose, was when I really kind of identified that marketing, or actually when it started, it was kind of advertising where I started, but marketing generally was where I wanted to go. I kind of looked at it and went, how do I fill in all the gaps of the things that I don't understand? So whether it's research or PR or media or digital, sponsorship, and I kind of looked at every area that marketing touches within marketing. Then I looked at, okay, what does marketing interact with in terms of sales and HR and finance, and how can I work with the right people, work with the right kind of businesses that give me exposure to all those sorts of things? So I was quite clear in identifying those gaps so that when I knew then I had a kind of really good view about all these things, and those sectors that I kind of wanted to specialize in. And, you know, tech was a big one of those, because I love tech and I enjoyed that world because it's kind of fast moving, and I'm kind of quite techie. So I kind of enjoyed it. So I think that was kind of how I looked at it professionally in terms of kind of the marketing bit. And then I kind of looked at the business side and went, well, I want to understand how different businesses work. So having come from kind of agency background, I wanted to work in small agencies, which I started in a smallish agency called CSA. I then worked at Ogilvy and for a short period. And then I came back to DNX, where we grew the business from a small business into a large agency, and then went back to a big agency again to Ogilvy. So I wanted to get the perspectives of how these big organizations work, and then how you kind of develop a smaller agency and use some of those best practices. And similarly on the corporate side, working with smaller and larger clients to understand how those businesses work, how they need to make money, you know, because actually most business is quite simple. You've got to kind of sell stuff, you know, you've got a load of costs, and that's people and products, and you kind of got to make some money in the middle of it. And understanding the mechanisms and the structures that are in place within those organizations, and how finance and marketing and all the business areas interact, was really important for me. So I really wanted to understand both sides, and actually, you know, just try and have a clear view of what it takes to kind of grow an organization, grow a business, and what the kind of the pitfalls are, and what the sort of watch outs around those sort of things were, and the excitement of growing things.
You've made that sound really planned and meticulous and far-sighted. Yeah. Are you just marketing to me?
No. Do you know, I remember it wasn't as straightforward as that. It wasn't as linear as that. Yeah, That's the main thing. It didn't go, right, now I need to go in to do media stuff. Now I need to do this. But I remember it was one of the first qualifications I did. And I remember reading the book, and I looked at it, and I looked at the diagram of all the different parts of marketing. I remember consciously going, I want to do everything within that. And that was it. I kind of just had it always at the back of my mind. I didn't then identify, oh, that's the company I must go for to do that, because you can never control it. I remember when I moved out of London agencies, and I never forget, I was like, I kind of don't quite know where I want to go, but I want to work on something that I'm really passionate about. And I remember saying to this recruiter, if you ever find an agency who works in Formula One, then that's the job for me. It was kind of throwaway comment. And it was about 6-7 months later, they rang me back and said, you know, you mentioned that Formula One thing. Well, I've got this agency, and they run sponsorship, and they're doing this Formula One stuff. Do you want to go and have a look? And I did. And, you know, it was kind of a great decision, but it wasn't kind of the order I wanted to do things. But it doesn't matter. I kind of think you can have a broad plan, but however you get there and over whatever time period, it's fine. But to sort of go where things take you and go where passion takes you. Because actually, when I got into the Formula One thing, it got me into some quite specific demand gen areas. It got me into a bit of ABM, and it sort of took me down some other routes that I hadn't consciously thought about. So I think you kind of just make a broad plan and see what happens, really.
What is the latest in the world of marketing effectiveness, would you say?
The latest in effectiveness, interestingly, is I don't think there's enough focus on effectiveness. And I might say that because I'm spending all my time thinking about it. But I think in terms of What is effectiveness? Effectiveness is ultimately going, for every dollar, pound, euro that I spend in any given channel, is it having impact? Is it achieving impact on the bottom line of my business? So am I spending money in this channel? Am I spending money on my brand? Is it generating value for the business, for shareholders, all of those things? So is it effective? And am I spending effectively? And when you think of it in that sense, you go, okay, well, to get to ultimate effectiveness, you've got to have, you've got to be able to measure all of that. You've got to be able to build a strategy that is built on business objectives, that has clear long-term goals, as well as some short-term ones, but clear long-term goals that you're working towards. Can you measure it? Do you have the technology that enables you to do that? Do you have the skills and resources and the kind of ecosystem of resources to deliver on all of that? So when you kind of look at effectiveness and go, what does all that mean? That's kind of how I break it down. What's the kind of area, what are the areas now? I think the challenges out there at the moment is being able to measure it, but also I think having the courage to say we are focused on a long-term plan that delivers effectiveness. And that sometimes means short-term gains may have to deprioritize, because sometimes you kind of get in this cycle of short-termism that says, okay, we're chasing a metric that is trying to convert a lead or trying to convert some spend over a short period. But is it actually generating long-term incremental growth and long-term incremental growth in revenue? And I think that ability to measure that is missing a lot at the moment. And I talked to in a lot of sectors, and you talk to a lot of the big brands in pharmaceutical and in consumer world, and they're kind of moving at pace around this notion of effectiveness and what it is they need to be able to measure, and bring in some quite interesting models in terms of how they do that. So I think the effectiveness, I think, should be a focus, but I don't think it's understanding what you mean by effectiveness and how you measure that in the long term is kind of where people need to think about.
And do you think that naturally is going to happen, that, you know, the people will become, I guess, a bit more specific in the way that they look at effectiveness over the coming years?
I think they have to, because ultimately you can't continue to drive efficiencies by driving costs down, automating, because there's only so far efficiencies will get you. Efficiency ultimately is kind of going to help you do things better. But when you kind of get asked the question, how is marketing performing? Are we being effective? Is the work we're doing effective? You've got to have an answer. Yes. And actually, if you're sat with a board and saying, okay, we're spending X 10,000, 100,000, millions on this, we know that the impact of what we're doing here, it's having this impact on sales, it's having this impact on the value of the business, it's having this impact on the cost of debt within the business, you know, all of these things that, you know, if you're doing good marketing that's building brand and delivering revenue to the business, it will have an impact on every other aspect of the business as well. So you've got to be able to tell that story and have that speech. So you can't, if you aren't able to measure the effectiveness of what you're doing, and And I think the pressure is becoming greater, because you look at the headwinds around over the last 2 years and even the last 6 months, the headwinds are multiple and we always have them, but they seem to be, whether it's, you know, macroeconomic or geopolitical, they're all having a big impact on the ability to deliver as businesses, you know, whether it's on supply chain, whether it's on cost of overheads, all of those things. And marketing has to be able to prove its effectiveness as well. So I think the questions will continue to be asked. And I think for those marketers who aren't thinking about effectiveness, be ready for those questions. So start to think about it now and go, okay, where are we? Are we, you know, when I think about, the B2B effectiveness ladder that was launched last year by WARC and B2B Institute and Lions, you know, where are you on that ladder? You know, are you kind of the lead generator, or are you the strategic asset to the business? You kind of got to understand, if you're not moving up towards becoming a strategic asset, how are you going to get there, and what are the kind of things that are going to help you kind of to get to that position?
Do you think it's an issue it's more important within the realm of business marketing than consumer marketing?
No, I think it's equally as important. Some things I've seen recently, actually, in consumer marketing, they have started to appoint people over the last year in these roles of heads of effectiveness, heads of marketing transformation and effectiveness. And some of it's driven by performance media. But actually, a lot of it is just having someone focused that works into the CMO, of course, but having someone focused on all of those different aspects of, you know, where's the data? You know, how are these things working? Are we getting the most out of each media channel? Are we getting the most out of the way we're engaging with our kind of customer experience? And that kind of focus I've seen in consumer, I haven't seen in business marketing yet. And I think it's an area that needs to be explored. And I think at the moment it's in the remit of the CMO. But I think that idea of really saying to someone, right, this is your job, you know, help us, you know, decide on the measures by which we're going to measure effectiveness, and then work out where we are, where we need to get to, and kind of how, what the plan is, the strategy to get there. So I think consumer are heading that sense of the focus. But I think in business marketing, there's a massive opportunity to improve the work we're doing. It just needs focus with somebody kind of with that brief.
And maybe with that topic in mind, or maybe you want to range a bit further, what should business marketers be reading right now?
What should we be reading? There's a book I read, it was last year, actually. I mean, I'm always reading, so I'm kind of like got various things on the go at any given time. I was thinking about, you know, what would be the useful thing for business marketers. There was a book I read last year called How Innovation Works, and it's by Matt Ridley. And it's a book about the lessons in innovation and what enables innovation, how different sectors have innovated through history. And actually not just sectors, but how people and humanity and what is the environment in which humanity, in which people can thrive and innovate? And you kind of hear a lot about innovation in business marketing, because you know, in every set of values for every brand, you'll see the word innovation, or you'll see an initiative that says it's the innovation initiative. And actually, innovation is about culture. It's about having an innovation culture. And how do you get to that? Well, it's about giving people freedom and room to innovate, and actually to innovate in a way that serves a purpose rather than just innovation for innovation's sake. And I think the book is great because it goes through different things like energy, and it goes through public sector, and it goes through finance. It looks at kind of how those sectors have innovated over the years. And it's a lovely book, and it's quite a good lesson in learning from history and experience. And actually the lessons are quite simple, but it just gives you a very good steer on where things have come from. And it's quite a quick book to read. It's quite an interesting piece. And so yes, that's one that I think is a good one. I've got loads of others.
Yeah, it's a great choice. Great. So Alex, if people want to find out more about you and how to get in touch with you, what should they do?
Well, all the usual places, Dave. So obviously I'm on LinkedIn. So if you look for Alex Brayshaw on LinkedIn, I'm there. You can find out a bit more about me there. I like to be at events. I'm around the industry quite a lot. So I'm speaking at things. I'm at events. I'm at the BMC events, of course, because they're great way to meet people and great way to talk about what's happening in the B2B world. So you can find me there, but equally I'm always up for a chat. So, you know, what I love about this industry is the ability to debate and discuss and sort of talk about the things, the challenges that are happening, but also how we can improve what we do as well. So I'm always up for a chat. So LinkedIn's probably the best place to find me.
And you're a good person to chat to. So Alex Brayshaw, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Dave.
And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Alex Brayshaw. And thanks to our technical person, Alicia Gratian. Thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can, and email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org marketingclub.uk.